The angels are our companions. January 31. They constantly ascend and descend heaven's ladder. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. Genesis 28:12. It in this speck of a world, the heavenly universe manifests the greatest interest, yet we come in contact with the busy activity of our cities. We mingle with a multitude in crowded thoroughfares. We enter marts of trade and walk the streets. And through all, from morning till evening, the people act as if business, sport, and pleasure were all there is to life, as if this world were all there is to occupy the mind. How few contemplate the unseen agencies. All heaven is intensely interested in the human beings who are so full of activity and yet have no thought for the unseen. Sometimes the heavenly intelligences draw aside the curtain that hides the unseen world, that our minds may be withdrawn from the hurry and rush and consider that they are witnesses to all we do and say when engaged in business or when we think ourselves alone. These heavenly beings are ministering angels, and they frequently disguise themselves in the form of human beings and as strangers converse with those who are engaged in the work of God. In lonely places they have been companions of the traveler in peril. In tempest-tossed ships they have spoken words to allay fear and inspire hope in the hour of danger. Many under different circumstances have listened to the voices of the inhabitants of other worlds. Time and again have they been the leaders of armies. They have been sent forth to cleanse away pestilence. They have eaten at the humble board of families, and often have they appeared as weary travelers in need of shelter for the night. Heavenly angels are cooperating with us in every good work, and thus earth is connected with heaven. February, we obey the Father's law of love, attributes of God's law.